Welcome to the 447th Korea Herald podcast. Joining you today is Jun Hee, and this is Beth from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi, Junhee.
Hi. So it's my first my third podcast, and my first time doing it with you. So how have you been?
I've been doing okay. It seems like COVID cases are going through the roof, though.
Yes, same here. 네, 반갑습니다. 이번 주 팟캐스트 진행을 맡게 된 박준희이고요. 오늘 저와 함께 해줄 카피 에디터는 베스입니다. 지난주에 대한민국이 정말 큰 일을 치렀죠. 네, 대선이 있었고요. 또 오징어 게임이 또 계속 흥행을 하면서 두 가지의 기사를 준비해봤습니다. 네, 제가 오늘 준비한 첫 번째 기사는요. 이재명이 당선 패배로 불확실해진 민주당의 미래에 관한 코리아헤럴드 정치사회부에서 나온 분석 기사이고요. 베스가 한번 읽어주도록 하겠습니다.
Lee's defeat opens uncertain future for liberal bloc. The Democratic Party of Korea faces a perilous path ahead after the defeat of its candidate Lee Jae-myung, as possible investigations and possible actions could undermine its dominant position in South Korean politics. Lee's defeat signifies that voters have eventually chosen to prioritize holding the current administration to account, underscored by Yoon Suk-yeol of the Conservative People Power Party over Lee's assertions that he would be able to bring about a national recovery. Although Lee supporters emphasize strong leadership and economic recovery to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, a greater number of voters decided to back Yoon, lending their support once again for a candidate emphasizing justice and impartiality. Lee will have to brace for a tough few months as the numerous allegations brought against him in the run-up to the election seem almost certain to be investigated.
네, 번역 들어가겠습니다. 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. The Democratic Party of Korea faces a perilous path ahead after the defeat of its candidate, Lee Jae-myung, as possible investigations and political actions could undermine its dominant position in South Korean politics. 더불어민주당 대통령 후보 이재명의 당선 패배로 민주당이 험난한 가시밭길을 걷게 됐다는 내용이고요. 그 다음 문장을 보면 이재명을 향한 수사와 정치적 행동이 민주당의 위치를 악화시킬 수 있다라고 보실 수 있겠습니다. 첫 번째 문장에 나오는 perilous는 아주 위험한으로 해석할 수 있겠고요. 두 번째 줄에 나오는 undermine은 뭐 권위 등을 약화시키다로 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So the term perilous, did I pronounce it right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. It also means dangerous, right?
Yes, it means very dangerous or filled with dangers.
And what about undermine?
Undermine means to erode. So it can have a very scientific definition. So it could mean eroding the base or foundation, like of a rock formation, or lessen the effectiveness or power of something, especially gradually or insidiously.
Okay, thank you. 네, 두 번째 문단을 보면요. Lee's defeat signifies that voters have eventually chosen to prioritize holding the current administration to account, underscored by Yoon Suk-yeol of the Conservative People Power Party over Lee's assertions that he would be able to bring about a national recovery. 이재명의 패배는 결국 유권자들이 현 정부에게 책임을 묻는 것을 우선시하기로 선택했음을 의미하고 그 다음 문장을 보시면 이재명의 주장에 대해 국민의힘 윤석열 당선인은 나라를 회복시킬 수 있다고 강조했다라고 보실 수 있겠고요. 첫 번째 문장에 나오는 signifies, signify는 뭐뭐를 의미하다, 나타내다라고 해석하실 수 있겠고요. 뭐 hold something to account는 누군가에게 책임을 묻다라고 해석하실 수 있겠고 여기서 나오는 underscored는 강조하다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. 맨 마지막 줄에 나오는 assertion은 주장으로도 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So the term underscore could also translate into emphasize or underline, right?
That's right. Yeah.
An assertion is claim.
Yeah.
And could you tell us more about hold something to account? Because I think people would be kind of new to this term.
Mm-hmm. This term means to make someone take responsibility for something, usually used in a context when someone in a position of power or authority has done something wrong. And people want to make that person take responsibility for their actions.
세 번째 문단을 보시면요. Although Lee's supporters emphasize strong leadership and economic recovery to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, a greater number of voters decided to back Yoon, lending their support once again for a candidate emphasizing justice and impartiality. 이재명 지지자들은 코로나19 팬데믹 상황을 극복하기 위해 리더십과 경제 회복을 강조했지만 더 많은 유권자들은 정의와 공정함을 강조한 윤석열을 지지하기로 마음먹었다라고 보실 수 있겠고요. 여기 첫 번째 문장에 나오는 emphasize라는 단어도 강조하다라는 뜻이고요. 이전 문단에 나온 underscore이랑 비슷한 의미로 해석하실 수 있겠습니다. 그리고 overcome은 뭐뭐를 극복하다. 여기서는 이제 팬데믹 상황을 극복하다라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. 그 똑같은 다음 문장에 나오는 to back something, to back you는 이제 뭐뭐를 혹은 무엇을 도와주다, 지지하다라고 이해할 수 있겠습니다. And I didn't highlight the word here, but the term lending their support, lend means to borrow or like not borrow, but
So lend, when you, it's a verb that means to give to someone for a temporary time. So on the other hand, if you are receiving the object from someone, you are borrowing it from them. But if you are the person giving it, then you are lending it to them.
So in this context, how could we interpret lending their support?
So that would mean that voters have temporarily given you their support. Because again, lending means not giving, but giving temporarily. So maybe another way of saying this would be voters have temporarily given their support to Yoon.
네, 다음 문단으로 넘어가서요. Lee will have to brace for a tough few months as the numerous allegations brought against him in the run-up to the election see almost certain to be investigated. 선거 기간 동안 이재명에게 제기된 수많은 혐의가 조사될 것이 확실하기 때문에 앞으로 몇 달 동안 자신에게 있을 일에 대비해야 할 것이다 라고 이해할 수 있겠고요. To brace for something, 뭐뭐에 대비하다 라고 이해할 수 있겠고요. Numerous는 뭐 많은 이라고 보실 수 있겠고 against him은 뭐뭐, against something, 뭐뭐에 반대하여 라고 이해할 수 있겠습니다.
So the term brace, to brace for is something we usually use a lot in newspapers. Mm-hmm. And I think a synonym for this is to gear up for something. Maybe?
Yeah, I would say that to brace for has a negative connotation. So usually gearing up could be positive. So for example, athletes are gearing up for the Olympics. But when you say brace, it's usually used in a negative context. So to brace for a war or brace for an attack.
Well, that's something I've never heard of. Because, you know, we usually use the term gear when, you know, when we say in like cars or something like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. 네, 그러면 첫 번째 기사는 여기까지 하겠고요. 베스와 같이 다시 한번 읽어보도록 하겠습니다.
Lee's defeat opens uncertain future for liberal bloc. The Democratic Party of Korea faces a perilous path ahead after the defeat of its candidate Lee Jae-myung, as possible investigations and possible actions could undermine its dominant position in South Korean politics. Lee's defeat signifies that voters have eventually chosen to prioritize holding the current administration to account, underscored by Yoon Suk-yeol of the Conservative People Power Party over Lee's assertions that he would be able to bring about a national recovery. Although Lee supporters emphasize strong leadership and economic recovery to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, a greater number of voters decided to back Yoon, lending their support once again for a candidate emphasizing justice and impartiality. Lee will have to brace for a tough few months as the numerous allegations brought against him in the run-up to the election see almost certain to be investigated.
네, 두 번째 기사는요. 네, 작년에 아주 센세이션을 일으킨 오징어 게임에 대한 기사인데요. 베스와 함께 읽고 오도록 하겠습니다.
Squid Game makes history again with two Critics' Choice Awards. Netflix's global mega-hit drama Squid Game won two trophies at the 27th Critics' Choice Awards held in Los Angeles on Monday. The show's lead, Lee Jeong-jae, won Best Actor in a Drama Series for his role as Ki-hoon, a down-on-his-luck middle-aged man who takes part in the deadly Squid Game.
Director Hwang Dong-hyuk's nine-part series Squid Game depicts a story about Gi-hun and hundreds of other cash-strapped people who are invited to be part of a deadly children's game in which the sole survivor gets 45.6 billion won. Following its release in September last year, it quickly reached the number one spot on the streaming charts of 94 countries and became the most watched Netflix show of all time.
네, 그럼 번역 들어가겠습니다. Netflix's global mega-hit drama Squid Game won two trophies at the 27th Critics' Choice Awards held in Los Angeles on Monday. 네, 월요일이죠. 넷플릭스에서 대히트친 한국 드라마 오징어 게임이 제27회 크리틱스 초이스 시상식에서 2관왕에 올랐다라는 의미인데요. 여기서 나오는 메가힛은 대히트라고 보실 수 있겠고요. 보통 뭐 지금 뭐 세계적으로 아주 유명한 뭐 방탄소년단의 뭐 곡이 너무 잘 돼서 이제 언론에서 가끔 뭐 메가히트라는 단어를 사용하기도 하죠. So mega hit could also be used as smash hit.
Yeah, that's right. It just refers to anything that's extraordinarily successful. So it can be, you know, in any field like business, music, entertainment.
두 번째 문단으로 넘어가서는요. The show's lead, 이정재, won best actor in a drama series for his role as Gi-hun, a down-on-his-luck middle-aged man who takes part in the deadly Squid Game. 네, 오징어 게임에서 기훈을 연기한 주연 배우 이정재는 나우 주연상을 받았고 그리고 바로 뒤에는 기훈 캐릭터에 대한 설명이 나오는데요. 아주 무시무시한 오징어 게임에 참가하는 재수가 조금 없는 중년 남성이다라고 나와 있는데요. Down on his luck은 재수가 없다, 운이 나쁘다라고 보실 수 있겠고요. Middle-aged은 중년의 뭐 남성, 여성이지만 여기서는 이제 남자분이시기 때문에 중년의 남성으로 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Take part in something, 뭐뭐에 참여하다라고 이해할 수 있겠습니다. So be down on one's luck is a phrase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very fairly frequently used, I would say. And it means, as you said, unlucky or someone who's in unfortunate circumstances.
And middle-aged is obviously, you know, like mom's age, dad's age.
Yeah, people in their 40s and 50s, I would say.
Okay, and take part in something could be as like maybe participate or engage in something.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
다음 문단으로 넘어가겠습니다. Director Hwang Dong-hyuk's nine-part series Squid Game depicts a story about Gi-hun and hundreds of other cash-strapped people who are invited to be part of a deadly children's game in which the sole survivor gets 45.6 billion won. 네, 이번 문단은 오징어 게임 작품에 대한 전반적인 설명이고요. 황동혁 감독의 9부작 시리즈인 오징어 게임은 기운을 포함한 금전적으로 어려운 상황에 처해 있는 사람들이 어린 시절 놀이에 참여하게 되고 최종 승자, 생존자가 456억 원의 상당한 상금을 갖게 된다는 내용입니다. 여기서 나오는 depicts, depict는 뭐뭐를 그리다, 묘사하다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. cash-strapped는 금전적으로 어려운 것으로 이해할 수 있겠습니다. So depict could also be translated as maybe illustrates, talks about, maybe in this context.
Yeah, or describe, show, convey. Those are all synonyms.
And cash-strapped is like someone who's broke or maybe perhaps a situation where he or she is kind of broke.
Yeah, whenever, actually, you could use the strapped, the second part of that, to refer to any situation where you're lacking in it. So if you're strapped for cash, that means you have a lack of cash. If you are clothes-strapped, I don't know if you would use that, actually. But I've definitely seen strapped in other contexts. But yeah, cash-strapped is the most often used one.
Commonly used?
Yeah, that's right.
Cash-strapped가 제일 많이 자주 사용한다고 하니까요. 참고해 주셨으면 좋겠습니다. 네, 그리고 마지막 문단으로 넘어가세요. Following its release in September last year, it quickly reached the number one spot on the streaming charts of 94 countries and became the most watched Netflix show of all time. 작년 9월이죠. 작년 9월에 개봉된 후에 무려 94개국에서 인기 순위 1위를 차지했고 넷플릭스 사상 가장 많이 시청된 드라마가 됐다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. 여기서 스트리밍은 재생이죠. 뭐 가끔 뭐 아이돌 가수분들이나 뭐 배우분들이 뭐 영상 스밍이라고 말씀하시죠. 그거에서 그거랑 동일한 단어라고 생각하시면 될 것 같고요. Most watch는 말 그대로 가장 많이 시청된으로 해석하실 수 있겠습니다. So in Korea, I think the word streaming kind of translates into simming, where, you know, like fans say, you know, like I have to stream, you know, like their my favorite singer's songs and videos.
Oh, okay.
The simming, I don't know.
It's the first time I've heard that, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. And most watches is literally most watched. So I guess there's no other words.
I can't think of any other way to put it. I can say that most watched itself as a phrase is really frequently used.
Yeah.
So it's good to know.
저와 같이 다시 한번 읽어보도록 하겠습니다. 네, 그럼 지금까지 첫 번째 기사와 두 번째 기사 번역 해드렸고요. 오늘 함께 해주셔서 너무 감사합니다. 지금까지 준이와 페페의 팟캐스트였습니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.